We are now ready to begin the literary portion of the RPR examination, which is 5 minutes of dictation at 180 words per minute. Ready? Begin. If you operate a business, you know how important it is for you to provide good products and services to your clients. When you give them good service, you develop a relationship with them. Don't wait for your customers to come to you. Take your business to them. If possible, do what you do where your customers are and ensure it is convenient for them to work with you. I remember when automobile dealers traveled to farmers in their fields and sold them their new vehicles right there at the end of the rows of corn. Have service technicians on staff or some that work under contract in your area so you don't have to ship equipment for repair. Find a business that will print your name on packages. Possibly develop or purchase things that advertise your business and give them away or sell them. You could put together helpful brochures that will instruct your clients how to set up their computers when they are working with you. Put your name all over the brochures. As a rule, provide services and value that others would not provide. Surround your clients with information about using the products or services you sell, information that they will not get on their own. Give your clients a guide that will help them make the right purchase decisions. The price merchant won't do that. One of the best ways to separate you from others so you don't fall into the trap of competing just on price is to develop a unique performance plan for your clients. Here's an example. The owner of an office supply store holds some classes on filing systems and office procedures to help office staff. Often his representatives can be found teaching the class to the staff of big companies. The same person also designed a class to be taught at trade shows. The class is focused on effective office operations, aided by the client's equipment. People who turn out for these shows believe he is the leader in his market. A man who sells power tools gives a power tool class. People learn how to use chainsaws, and they are able to use their power tools more effectively. A well-known bank in New York offers special services to its small customers. You can do this sort of thing too. Educate your clients. Give them useful information without a hard sell, and you will make a real big impression on them. A kitchen and bath business held kitchen design classes one time each month. The classes were held right there in the kitchen studios where customers could look at the cabinets and sinks. A concrete business developed a 10-minute tape and gave it to customers at no cost so they could learn about their products in the comfort of their homes. Travel agencies give their clients special tour tapes. A clothing store for children gives a class on how to dress children for school 1 month before school commences in the fall. Try to make your business different from the business of your competition. Be better than they are. Set yourself apart from the price merchant by making how you sell seem more important than what you sell. Never believe that you cannot give the price merchant a run for their money when you differentiate with great products and services. Clients will discover if they need something, they can count on you to provide it. They will appreciate you and will want to do business with you. The staff of the price merchant often knows less about the features and applications of products than the staff of the value merchant. Remember, knowledge is more than knowing how to locate an item. Your staff should be able to tell clients what and why they should consider buying and how they can use an item to its greatest advantage. If you want to stay in business, keep on top of changes in the needs and wants of clients. It is important to ask questions that help you collect information about clients. By doing so, you stay aware of what they believe value to be. Develop relationships with your clients. Talk with them. It is important to listen and keep good notes when you speak with clients. If you listen to what your client is asking for now, you will be able to track the demands of your clients in the future. When you have current information from good clients, you can detect changes in preferences, and you will be able to fix problems before they become a real issue. This knowledge helps a skillful marketer to make changes in time to preserve the integrity of a value package. If you do it properly, you create a name for your business. When you sell your business, that name is called goodwill, and it's worth money. Even though you have an excellent reputation, your clients might explore what the price merchant has to offer. A major portion of them will return to you, recognizing that your value is worth more to them than the low prices of the price merchant. If they don't return to you, take some time to examine the difference between the value of the products and services you give to your customers and the price you charge. If customers don't recognize enough of a difference, they tend to go to the price merchant.